I'm delighted now to be joined in studio live by author Dave Rudden. Dave's new book, Con of the Dead, is the first book of a new horror series. I love this. Tales of the Dark Isle, aimed at tweens. Thanks so much for coming in to see us.
Thanks for having me.
I had your book last night. It scared the bee japers out of me.
Excellent. That's what I'm looking for.
And it's a lot of fun. Now, we say tween because it's hard to put an exact age on books, isn't it? Because children take it very seriously. If something's for a five-year-old, a six-year-old won't look at it, right?
Absolutely. I've got a four-year-old, and if you called him three, he would like go to war with you, you know? And I think every kid is different. Like, this was written with an 11-year-old as the main character, but
yes,
I think anyone from 8 to 12 and hopefully even older will like it.
So the book centres around Con, as we said, Con of the Dead. As you said, 11-year-old boy, great imagination and mischievous. Is he based on yourself?
Yeah, he, like, you know, you can only sort of write what you know. And I always feel when I'm writing, I'm like an actor playing kind of every character. And Con very much came from everything I loved when I was a kid, you know, Irish mythology. I love how in this country, the past and the present are so close together all the time. But also, much like Con, I would hyper-focus on things and go into long monologues about stuff, not really caring whether anyone was listening or not. And also, anything I touched broke immediately, which is very much like Con.
Were you a big reader as a kid?
Loved reading. We kept, I think, I'm from Bonboy in County Cavan, and we were bouncing between like four or five different libraries.
Were you?
Yeah. Like, I get things out on my
bad name.
Get things on my card and on my dad had come out with shopping bags full of books and people were like, what are you reading? He's like, I'm not reading them. These are for David.
Yeah, some kids are just, so my niece, Emily, is a bookworm. Like,
brilliant.
And for her 13th birthday, she asked us to buy her a bookshelf.
That's
she's
amazing.
Never has a book out of her hand. And I gave her a book last night, but she was at a birthday party, so she said she's going to read it tonight.
Oh,
but
fantastic.
So it gave me the chance to read it. So getting back to Con, we learned very quickly that he loves horror, as you said, Irish mythology, and he thinks about it all the time. Finds it really hard to focus on anything else. And as we go on, we learn more about him. And as an adult reading those first few pages, you can perhaps recognise that Con might have characteristics that would make us ask some questions.
Sure.
So what was your intention when you started to develop the character?
So I'd love to tell you that I had like a clever sort of like writerly intention, but it was almost totally accidental. I just channeled all the kind of frustrations that I had as a kid. And as I was writing it, I was like, oh, I think this kid might have ADHD. And then I was like, oh, right. I'm sort of self-diagnosed from that. Like, just the... I've been writing books for kind of 10 years and I have this like life where I'm bouncing around between a million different things and my wife jokes that I come home with like 8 new jobs or 15 new friends and I always just thought that was me. And then writing this book and then researching ADHD, I was like, oh, this is a thing. This is a thing other people might have. And it felt weird, but also felt nice to kind of be seen and realize this isn't just my brain being weird. This is a lot of people's brains being weird and I'm part of that kind of club, which is nice.
Oh, wow. So you... realise while writing this character that you saw traits that you recognise as ADHD and then realised that was you.
Yeah, like I
that's amazing.
I realised that this is something I might have. I went and I got sort of I'm trying to think of the word. I guess investigated. I got assessed. There we go. That's a better word.
I like investigation.
Yeah.
And dun dun dun. Goes the
they
book.
Shot a big bright light in my eyes. Yeah. And asked me a bunch of questions. That part is true. They ask you to go back through your childhood, and you have to sit. I had to sit down with my wife and my parents and go, so was I ever like, you know, bad at attention, or like, you know, was I ever really distracted? And like, getting your parents to grade how good you were as a child is a weird feeling. But yeah, so I definitely 100p have ADHD. So
I mean, as with many of my friends who have ADHD, I kind of say now, congratulations when they get diagnosed.
Yeah.
And they get that. Had it ever crossed your mind before you started writing this book?
Some people had said it to me.
I sort of had an
inclination, but I guess when you... You know, I'm 37, so I'd like, you know, I have my way of living my life. I have my sort of strategies to deal with the fact that I am very absent-minded and the fact that I do kind of flit around. Like, I have a million spreadsheets. I have like lists of chores that I can tick off, all these things because I...
And that, so just to focus in on that,
yeah,
they are strategies that you developed yourself so that you could deal with the fact that you were easily distracted. Is that really,
yeah, like you know, when my wife comes home, she like puts her keys in the bowl, and when I come home, my keys vanish to a mystical dimension that only I can find. And I remember her saying to me, it's like, you know, if you put your keys in the bowl, they'd be in the bowl. And I was like, why can I not do that? Like, why?
That's really interesting, isn't it?
She found this beautiful metaphor, which is basically like, imagine you are in a room full of people and you've all been asked to hold 100 marbles, but everyone else has been given a bag. So everyone's like, this is really easy. And you're there falling and dropping things. And you're like, why can people find their coats? What is wrong with me? And it's not that it's wrong. It's just genetically, your brain just doesn't make the same kind of connections.
Wow. Wow, what a realization. So there'll be boys and girls who pick this book up, and tweens, shouldn't say boys and girls, young people who pick the book up and see themselves in Con in a similar way to how you did, and maybe have that realization.
Like I hope so. Like, I mean, you know, I could only speak to my own kind of individual experience, but I want people to see that, like, there are amazing things about having ADHD. There are challenges. There are challenges you can get through. And I think the most important thing in Con is him learning to kind of talk about them, ask for help when he needs it, and also recognize that when you're trying to fight a zombie wizard, it can actually be kind of an advantage.
Oh, tell me about that. How can it be an advantage when trying to find a zombie wizard? I can't let that slip by.
It's a pretty specific instance to work through. But yeah. So Con,
I'm loving how your brain works, by the way. I'm trying to keep a handle on it here.
It jumps around a lot, for sure. So in a way, I love horror, but I know that, like, the kids that I've taught for years all love horror, but kids all know how to beat all the kind of, like, the monsters that are out there. Like, you ask any, like, 7-year-old, as I have, and they know how to beat zombies and werewolves and vampires. And I began thinking a little bit about, you know, what would it be like to be a zombie who knew there were a zombie and who knew they had all these weaknesses. And the Avartok, a character in my story, the monster, he has found solutions for those weaknesses. And in a way, it's a little bit like Con having to, you know, you don't cure ADHD. It's not a thing to be cured, but you find ways to get around it. And then you, like, enjoy the things about it that make you special, basically.
I love that. I love that. And for yourself, getting your diagnosis, it was a very difficult summer for you last year.
Yeah, it was indeed.
You had quite the trial. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so writing Con, I got this sort of slight idea that I might have ADHD, but I had built up all these structures for dealing with the way that I was, and I didn't want to wreck them or rebuild them. And then over the summer, my wife lost her brother very suddenly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you. And we also had a miscarriage, and
oh, no.
Okay. It felt like we were kind of under siege, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, during peacetime, it's not much of an issue if you constantly forget your keys or if you have to, like, you know, Google yourself to find out what events you agree to do at the weekend. But when you're under so much pressure, all you want to do is not make life more difficult for the people that you love. And so I was like, if this helps even 10% or 15%, I will do whatever it takes, basically. So.
Oh, well done. I'm sorry for your wife's loss, and thanks for sharing that with us. So back to the book. This is the first in a series of books.
Yeah. So the idea is pick a cool, weird Irish location, pick a cool, weird Irish monster that hasn't had a bit of a spotlight on it, and then, like, a really interesting kid, and send them against each other. So Con is set in the National Folklore Collection in UCD, which is just a national treasure. It is a repository of all of these local stories that were kind of collected in the 30s from people who were, like, in their 80s. So people who would have seen the country change massively. And it's done sort of townland by townland.
And this is a real place?
It's a real place. It's
and
in UCD.
just for clarity, Con is there because he's been sent home from school and his aunt works there.
His aunt, she's a cool academic, as they all kind of are in there. And you shouldn't
cool academic.
You shouldn't put an 11-year-old with ADHD in a room full of cursed artifacts, because bad things will happen.
And so it does.
And they literally, this is a real thing, they have a filing cabinet in there that has dreams, visions, curses and prophecies. Like, it's just, it's full of magic, basically. And Con ends up nearly ruining it. So.
And what's the idea for the next book?
So the next book is called Nell on Earth, because I love a pun. And it is about, we have a character in Irish mythology, the King of Otters. It's an otter the size of a school bus. And I was like, I got to do that. I got to run with that. So I'm working on that at the minute, basically, and hopefully it'll be out next year.
And the book is available now for people to buy. Is that right, Jim?
It is indeed, yeah. All good bookshops on today, so.
Listen, best of luck with it. It was an absolute pleasure to meet you, and thanks for sharing your stories. And I can't wait to read the next one, because I devoured it last night and I read it in one night. So it's quite an easy read, I will say, for somebody like me. So thank you so much.
Thank
Lovely
you.
To meet you, Dave Rudden. Thanks very much. Con of the Dead. It's available in all good bookshops.